most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Dr. Frank Luntz.
Thank you.
Doug Wright.
Something good is happening in Utah in its politics, and something good is happening with its people. Don't change it.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, they did it, and we have talked about it. It's interesting how much we have in common with Hawaii, as radically different as our two states are. We do have a lot in common. We thrive and live on tourism. We have an appreciation of the outdoors and the beauty of nature. We have no legalized gambling. We're the only two states in the union that have no legalized gambling, Hawaii and Utah. And Hawaii now has done what we should have done already, and they have raised the smoking age to 21. Remember years ago, I've been around now long enough, some of you might not remember this, or maybe you're not old enough, maybe you just moved to Utah, but we were one of the first states to have an Indoor Clean Air Act. And oh, it was, oh, those crazy conservatives, oh, those weird Mormons, oh my goodness, what are they doing out there? And you know, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, Rocky Anderson, the mayor of Salt Lake City, argued we were actually behind the curve on cigarettes and was still dismayed after losing Rocky, a former smoker, and also lost his two parents to tobacco, to the insidious diseases associated with it. And he felt that Salt Lake City needed to go much farther, including at Salt Lake International Airport. So, you know, now we're getting to say, oh, those conservatives, oh, those crazy guys, oh, those Mormons, they just, you know, the fact is, this is the right thing to do. And I want to thank a texter who I'm sure did not mean to reinforce my argument here, but did. This texter said, Doug, there are as many articles saying alcohol is harmful as there are that is saying it's not. I mentioned that the AMA and several others have said, you know, maybe a drink after dinner, maybe a glass of wine and so on. And yes, but this person made my argument. There are no articles anywhere that would in any way tell you that it would be a good idea for you to smoke a cigarette or have a chaw or maybe light up a pipe. Zip, nada, nowhere. So this texter inadvertently is backing up exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, there's some conflicting points of view on alcohol. Nobody's arguing to lower the alcohol age to 19. There are zero, including from Philip Morris, who again stated on this radio program, there is no safe cigarette and there is no safe secondhand smoke. It is bad for you every time under any circumstance. Representative Craig Powell is joining us right now. And Craig, I greatly appreciate your willingness to join us this morning. I understand you're going to carry this legislation. It's already been crafted and your intent has been filed.
That's right, Doug. Thank you for having me on the show, and thanks again for your voice on this issue. We've been working on this for a few years now at the legislature, and I'm glad to see Hawaii put it back in the news a bit so that people can have this conversation, which I understand there are well-meaning people on both sides, but I think it's an important discussion to have.
Yeah, you know, there are those, and I think we all get it. And we all have our touchstones. We all have our hot buttons on certain issues. I think a lot of us feel, you know, we don't want to be overregulated. We don't want to go crazy here. Do we have to legislate everything? But boy, in this case, with something so insidious, so dangerous, so manipulative, as is the marketing around these various products, I really think this is the time, and I don't see a real lucid argument that holds water for us not to at least put it in the category. I mean, after all, it's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. That's how we always hear it when it's referred to in the national news. And for the heavier stuff, when you look at these items, why in the world we should be more lax on cigarettes than we are on alcohol, I don't get, and especially with the addictive nature of it. And, you know, the one thing that we've discussed over the years, Craig, one of the goals here is if it becomes illegal for someone under the age of 21 to buy tobacco products. That's not to say somebody who is 21 or 22 can't pass it along to their little 14-year-old nephew or so on, but that is much more likely to happen when you have a 19-year-old compared to their 18-year or their 17-year-old friend. I think this would really make a difference, and every statistic I can look at, you know, although not many states have done this, so we don't really have a big, long track record on this yet.
Yeah, you know, Doug, people talk about the age limits and whether we should have age limits at all. What are we doing regulating at these somewhat arbitrary points of age? And our society has gone that route. And I hear the arguments, and believe me, since this came in the media in the last 48 hours or so, I've started to get those nasty emails and texts and things from people who just think that this is the wrong place for government. But, you know, in terms of consistency, people say, well, when are you an adult? Well, you know, society, we actually regulate different things at different ages. We allow people to drive when they're, you know, 15 and a half with a certain restriction, and 16 with other restrictions. We have 18 for certain things. We have 19 now. In Utah, people say, well, you can serve in the military when you're 18. Well, you can't serve, you can't actually buy a cigarette in Utah until we're 19. We've already crossed that bridge. I mean, why did we set it at 19 rather than 18? Utah already has the law at 19. We have 21 for alcohol, as you have very well pointed out, and I think it would be much more consistent and easy for a store clerk to enforce a uniform 21 for cigarette and you know, tobacco, and as well as alcohol. And then, you know, for certain things like running for office, we have other ages that you have to be 25, you have to be 30, different ages. So it's not universally that 18 has to be the magic number for everything and anything. And so this is a discussion that is really important to have. Doug, if I could just draw a parallel to another issue that's debating around the Utah legislature right now that we've not had previously, and that is another controlled substance. That would be the cannabis, marijuana, medicinal marijuana discussion that's going on in Utah right now. Now, as a legislator, I have to figure out and study, and I've not had experience with cannabis or marijuana. I don't know much about it. I probably know a lot more about cigarettes than I know about that substance. But the legislature is now gathering data, trying to figure out what would be harmful, what would be the right way to regulate, what would be the benefits from having, for instance, medicinal use of marijuana. And, of course, that's going to be a big discussion during this session, upcoming session, and legislation that's going to be proposed. But as you have pointed out, that data gathering, that information process, it's just non-existent and unnecessary for cigarettes, because we already know the position. So there's really only, I think, one argument that you could have, and that is this the proper role of government? And then to draw another parallel, Doug, and that is your show has discussed this seatbelt issue that we finally confronted in the past legislature. Exact same argument was made for many, many years on that front, which is it's somebody's choice whether they wear a seatbelt or not. Government should not be regulating. And once again, I understand that there are good points on both of those sides. But again, the legislature studied and finally came down on the side that that's a law we needed to pass. I think we can do the same thing with tobacco age 21.
I do too, Craig. And I really appreciate Senator Reid. I appreciate you this year championing this. And just a very quick question before we take a break, and then we'll talk with Senator Orrin Hatch about the trade legislation back in Washington. But what are the odds this year? Just gut feel.
I'll tell you, and I'm not. I want to say this right off the top, Doug. I think one of the biggest obstacles. There are libertarian arguments. There are arguments about freedom, but I think still the biggest obstacle is the tobacco lobby. I really want you to know that. I think that there's a lot of influence. There are a lot of campaign donations, whether it's spoken openly or not. We actually still have, even in Utah, believe it or not, we have a lot of money that comes to our some of our state legislators through the tobacco lobby. And some of the discussions that we try to have in committee meetings may not actually be the biggest points. And I think that if we can have a little transparency and make sure that we put put some heat on legislators to talk about the facts and then talk about the real arguments and then focus on those. Senator Reid, as you said, did great work on this 2 years ago and was able to get it successfully passed out of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. And I think that we actually can do the same thing on the House side. We have good support in the Senate, and it has a really good shot this year, I think.
Representative Powell, thank you for joining us here at KSL News Radio. We, of course, will be watching this very, very closely. At KSL now, it is 9:47, as I mentioned.